Welcome to Future Horizons, the Tempest podcast. I'm your host, Sevi Watmo. An essential pillar of the Team Tempest programme is engaging the next generation of engineers and aviators. TECN, the Tempest Early Careers Network, is focused on capturing the imagination and potential of individuals working on the programme at the start of their careers, as well as inspiring those who are embarking on their secondary education. This generation, Generation Tempest, will become the future leaders of the programme as the systems come into service in 2035. In this episode, we speak to TECN members so we can learn about their roles and experiences, as well as their vision for the transformative collaboration that will power Tempest far into the future. Joining us now are Georgina Coles, Ministry of Defence, DSTL Platform Systems Engineer, Georgiana Pill, Leonardo Graduate Project Manager, Ardash Badwaj, Rolls-Royce Thermal Fluids Engineer, Jashin Latesh, MBDA Mechanical Engineer, and Hannah Ritchie, BA Systems Project Controller. Georgina Coles, Ministry of Defence, DSTL Platform Systems Engineer, coming to you first. You've had a fascinating journey from studying spacecraft systems engineering right up to your role today in TECN. Can you just describe the defining moments on your journey that led to you navigating your career towards the combat air sector?
Hi, Zoe. Yeah, that's a great question. Gosh, defining moments. So, yeah, definitely when I did spacecraft systems engineering at Southampton University. Great course, really, really enjoyed it there. I think one of the parts that really stayed with me was one of my professors was really passionate about something called space debris. So for anybody who isn't aware of what space debris is, it's anything that comes off a spacecraft. It can be small, like paint flecks, all the way up to, you know, parts of a spacecraft. And it wasn't really considered much of an issue initially. But over the time and all the spacecraft that have launched, it's a real problem now because these parts are flying around, orbiting our planet, and they become a real problem to spacecraft that are operating up there or manned as well. And that kind of ethos of thinking about the way in which we impact our environment and, you know, waste as well has really stayed with me, particularly into the FCAS program. So I joined FCAS back in 2019, and from there, I got involved in TECN, and my role as a TECN coordinator started off with being asked about a project, which was how can the FCAS programme help achieve net zero by 2050? This wasn't really something that I had originally thought about, that connection between, you know, the environment and sustainability and defence. And actually, it's a really important connection. You know, normally it's sort of cost and capability, but sustainability is really, really key because we're operating in a very much climate changed environment. We have to adapt in order to be able to operate. And so that I've brought that with me and that kind of ethos all the way through from that space debris of actually, you know, where how we operate impacts everybody in this environment. And we need to consider that going forwards. So I started the TECN sustainability team, and at the moment we're getting some really exciting projects off the ground, one related to materials and the kind of materials we use on the programme, and one related to circular economy. So for anybody who isn't aware, circular economy is rethinking the way in which we use a product or materials. So less of the sort of design, build, use and dispose, and more of can we repair it, can we maintain it, can we recycle it, and giving it an extended life. Obviously, the FCAS program is way more complicated than something like a washing machine, but we can still apply those principles again. And I have members who I know are really excited about this and applying that. And I'm really looking forward to working with them going forwards.
Georgiana Pill, Leonardo Graduate Project Manager. Georgina Coles has sort of walked us through this thread of sustainability that she's been aware of from studying right up to the present day. And it's kind of been a thread for you too, because you were 7 years old at RIAT when you first encountered sensors and started thinking about aerospace. But before you came to TECN, you were in quite a different industry. And that might inspire people to know how you learnt about TECN and then you then joined. Can you describe that journey?
Yeah, exactly. So before Leonardo, like you said, I was working in the food industry, so quite different. And then I first heard about Tekken during my first week at Leonardo. So both my manager and my new colleagues all encouraged me to join this network as it's sort of full of opportunities. And it was the opportunity to see the wider aspects of the business that Tekken provides that particularly excited me and made me want to join the network. And then I also decided to volunteer as a Tekken coordinator to meet a wider range of colleagues whilst helping to organise events as well. And yeah, like you said, I've been attending events in the industry since I was 7 years old, thanks to my dad, who always has and continues to be keen to share his interest in radio communication, aircraft technology. And yeah, I've been to REAP every year since 2004. And it was here that I was inspired by the aircraft and their sensing and communication systems, and also the people behind them. And then now, as part of Tekken, I have the opportunity to be on the other side of these types of events as well, and be able to be one of the people who are encouraging other young people to get involved with the program, you know, whatever your background. If you've got the interest, I think there's a role for you here. And this is something that I find particularly rewarding.
Adarsh Bhardwaj, Rolls-Royce Thermal Fluids Engineer, it seems to be that the aerospace industry is shifting and changing every single day. Why do you think Tekken is so central to the transformative nature of the Tempest programme?
Yeah, I think Tekken is a crucial aspect of the programme going forward. As the programme evolves and becomes more fluid, it's more crucial than ever to stay well-knitted and act as one big team. And the way we can enable that is through cross-company collaboration. And the better it is, the better our collaboration is. One way we're enabling that is through the cross-partner mentoring scheme, where early career individuals like us are partnered with one of the mentors, senior engineers, from one of the partnering companies. And what that does is allows a cross-partner enablement. It allows us to communicate, to learn from experience of an engineer from a different company. And by tying us up together, not only are we developing the next generation of engineers, but also becoming more well-rounded. We also do other things such as site visits, the dinners, the summer event. All of these things are crucial to keep that communication going, to keep us knitted together and remind us that we're all just one big team. Even though we're working in individual companies, we are all working towards the same end goal. And Tekken is enabling that.
And you know, when you were growing up, how much awareness did you have of opportunity? And do you feel that that sense of things being accessible and available to people is very important?
Absolutely, yeah. Widening access is actually one of the things that we're trying to enable. Like, for example, myself, I didn't have that avenue into STEM. I didn't have that knowledge on what kind of subjects I need to pick, how I need to go into industry. And Tekken is actually inspiring the future engineers. We're involved in a volunteering scheme that we're trying to roll out over the coming months, where we try and encourage the future generation of engineers to take up aerospace, to try and be involved within the defense sector. And one of that is to find perhaps people who wouldn't think or wouldn't be inspired to be engineers, trying to inspire them and encourage that by going into schools or by bringing them onto the site, like we did a couple of weeks ago, and doing workshops with them to really try and propel that forward.
Jashin Latesh, MBDA Mechanical Engineer. It sounds as if when you're working in engineering, you have access to a lot of stimulation, a lot of interesting activities. Can you just explain how you've benefited both personally and professionally from being part of Tekken?
Absolutely, so, Zevi. So being part of Tekken means that I have a large variety of events that I've had access to. For example, that could be from Tekken team building activities, Tekken projects, award evenings, and even in this Tekken podcast, for example. It kind of gives me the opportunity to learn about the different roles that exist, not just within MBDA, but across the wider enterprise as well. And also being part of the Tekken community also means that I can present my work, not just within MBDA, but within the key stakeholders as well. Something that I wanted to develop as part of my continuing professional development for chartership was how I communicate and present. And being on the Tekken program allowed me to present my work, not just within MBDA, but also across the wider enterprise, and with Leonardo, Rolls-Royce, etc. and I got to understand how I actually present my work, and how I present my work to our different stakeholders across the enterprise.
And have you seen yourself change since you've become an engineer? Because I imagine that it sort of changes your brain a bit once you have that awareness.
Oh, absolutely. So when I loosed off the graduate scheme, off the mechanical engineering grad scheme, one thing I got to learn about was how I actually deal with working in an ambiguous environment. So with this current role, I'm trying to work on mechanical transformation or activities within the tech program. And one thing that I've got to deal with is how I deal with ambiguity. And it's something that I initially struggled with when I first started with the project. But at MBDA, we have dealing with ambiguity and influencing training pathways. And it's something that I got to pick up whilst I did these training activities. And it's something that I got better at over time. I initially struggled with it, but after going through these training toolkits, I applied what I learnt to my day-to-day role so I could actually deal with ambiguity and influence people in a more effective way. So then that kind of led to outcomes later on in the project as well.
Hannah Ritchie, BAE Systems project controller, you're working right in the heart of the business, and Jashin has just walked us through some of the skills he's acquired, like being able to deal with ambiguity and find learning pathways. Can you describe the role you think Tekken plays in inspiring the next generation to become combat air leaders of tomorrow?
I think there are two ways we need to look at this. There's the retention and development of our current members to help them become the future leaders. And then there's the inspiration of the next generation to join the STEM industry so that they can then go on to become future leaders as well. In the case of the former, the retention is a really important part. So with Tekken, we're engaging our community and helping our members become aware of the opportunities in combat air. And this really helps us to retain that top tier talent. And the networking that we get out of this is really important, especially with the silo working that has arisen from the pandemic. These networking opportunities provide something really vital we've been missing the past couple of years. We also improve those softer skills with all this communication and working together on projects and meeting new people. I think those softer skills are really vital in producing not just leaders, but well-rounded leaders with both the technical and interpersonal skills to continue advancing combat air and the skills of the people working in it. With regards to the latter, encouraging interest in the STEM industry, I think the things we do in Tekken, like the air shows and going out to universities and to some schools, is really important in educating the next generation on the various roles that are available to them. Some roles that they might not even be aware of. And that's how we can encourage that passion and hopefully help build up those future leaders of tomorrow.
Finally, I'd like to pose a question to all of you about your hopes for the network as it strives to increase its base of members and reach beyond those who are currently working on the programme. Georgina Coles, coming to you first, what are your hopes for Tekken going forward?
Well, I'm really excited to open up to people, as you say, outside of the FCAS programme, because I think the programme itself is such a unique opportunity with so many exciting things they can get involved in. So opening up to that outside of who's directly working on the programme, I think is really important. Even if maybe they don't work right now, they might come back into it again at a later date. And FCAS is... It currently is an international programme. I'm really excited to see where we can go with that. You know, can we get our members thinking internationally and getting those links set up internationally? I think that's a really exciting step I'm looking forward to in the future.
Absolutely. And Georgiana Pill, Building on what Georgina said, how do you hope the future direction of Tekken will inspire a whole new generation?
Yeah, so my aspiration is for the network to become international, because, you know, we've already managed to collaborate within the UK and unlock a lot of knowledge here. So imagine how much knowledge we could unlock if we then expanded Tekken and made it global. Yeah, I think that's something that really excites me, and I think it would be beneficial for members on both sort of a personal level and also really benefit the FCAS programme as a whole.
Ardish Badwaj, why is Tekken such an important and exciting fast track for emerging talent?
I would say because, just once again, coming back to the way we're connecting people and giving them the opportunities that other industries wouldn't give you. So, for example, I already mentioned the mentoring scheme, but also just the way the program is going global. We've got international partners. We're collaborating with them online. We're trying to now collaborate with them in person. So I think just continuing to do that will just fast track it in such a way, because we're so invested in developing our engineers, as was mentioned earlier, not just becoming engineers, but well-rounded engineers. And that's what Tekken is about. It's about giving you the complete picture and developing your skill sets as a person, as perhaps as an individual, beyond just engineering.
Jashin Latesh, what would you like to see as some of the key factors in growing Tekken in the future?
So if I think for me, one thing that really stuck with me was in one of our recent presentations from our chief engineer. So looking back at current trends, the chief engineer for FCAS when it's in service will be someone who's currently in sixth form, and the pilot for FCAS will be someone currently in primary and secondary school. So what I would like to see is something that Hannah touched on during this podcast is around our STEM activities we do within our local community. So what I'd like to see is an increase in the number of activities we do with our community in our local areas and within the UK, internationally, as our colleagues have said, getting people interested in a career within the industry, within the aerospace and defence sector as early as possible.
And then Hannah, Richie, finally to you, what are your hopes for the future for Tekken?
I'd have to echo what Jashin said and what I touched on earlier about partnering with more universities and schools to make sure STEM careers are accessible to all. I think it's really important that we go to the really early stages of children's education to get their interest in STEM and their knowledge of it far earlier than we're currently doing. So for me, that would be a really interesting and beneficial thing for Tekken to continue developing in order to get this interest right at an early age.
So engaging with people earlier on seems to be a very important factor in spreading awareness and planting that sense of confidence in the fact that they could pursue a career in aerospace. And yet, it's still something that doesn't happen that often, primary age school children being approached about aerospace careers. What are some of the barriers, do you think, to rolling that out and the benefits?
I think barriers probably come from society and our history, but I think it is something we're actively working on. I think what's required is a more active engagement from companies in the STEM industry, and I think it should come from a government level as well, in that encouragement and that fundamental level of educating about the STEM industry. And the benefit there would just be a much wider pool of talent to draw from, and that could only be beneficial to our increased learning and development and creativity. And that's something that's really, really important for FCAS and for these future technologies that we're using.
Georgina, Georgiana, Adash, Jashin and Hannah, thank you all so much for sharing your thoughts today. Join us again for the next episode of Future Horizons, the Tempest podcast.